It's Thursday, April 1st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Is encryption private thoughts? Apple's repair program expands, and Ubiquiti's catastrophic breach. This is the Business of Tech. This segment will be a legal roundup, as there's some moves to watch. Intel is now being sued for violating wiretap laws over its use of analytics to track keystrokes, mouse movements, and click events on its website. The lawsuit was moved from a federal state court to a federal district court last week. It was brought under the 2020 Florida Security Communications Act, which makes it a crime to intentionally intercept another's electronic communications without consent. The case is not alone. There are at least two dozen moving through the courts, mostly in California and Florida. In Michigan, the case of three men charged with plotting to kidnap the governor is bringing up another privacy spin. The men used private encrypted chats to communicate. Under Michigan law, a person is guilty of a terrorist threat if they, quote, threaten to commit an act of terrorism and communicates the threat to any other person. The judge in the case dismissed a charge over making terrorist threats because of the encryption, noting that using encrypted communication service was not unlike thinking the thought to yourself. Why do we care? I'd hope it's obvious. Without a set of federal regulations, we're going to have 50 different interpretations of these laws. Encrypted communications as private thoughts? That's a new one, an interesting protection. My point today is less about the specific laws and more about the systemization of tracking them. For a typical IT services company, how much are you dedicating to tracking? Is it a system? My sense is this is now a core competency of IT services companies. Not to get ahead of myself, but wait until you hear about how aware IT pros are on regulation. Apple is expanding its third-party repair program, expanding to 200 more countries. It was launched in 2019 and added Europe and Canada last year. This allows providers to access genuine Apple parts, tools, repair manuals, and diagnostics. Now, why do we care? Look, with the changes in right to repair laws, as well as the sustainability requirements in Europe, this was kind of inevitable. The Star reports 39 right to repair bills in 25 US states alone. Apple is just getting ahead of it. Still, nice to see them open up, even if it's because they know they have to more than they necessarily want to. Let's do a cybersecurity roundup. Acronis has released their Cyber Protection Week survey. According to the data, while 80% of organizations are simultaneously running up to 10 different protection and cybersecurity solutions, more than 50% still experienced downtime from data loss last year. Additionally, 43% of IT users don't know if their anti-malware is equipped to tackle zero-day threats. That means they haven't seen those before and don't match any known malware signatures. Why? Their solution doesn't make that information easily accessible. On top of this, 10% of IT professionals have no idea whether their organization is subject to data privacy regulations. In that context, Ubiquiti Networks has disclosed a breach. Their statement says it was an unauthorized access to certain of our information technology systems hosted by a third-party cloud provider, although it declined to name the third party. An independent researcher speaking to Krebs on Security, who has filed with the European Data Protection Authorities, says it was much worse, calling it catastrophic. The company isn't explicitly denying the reports. And as we go broader, U.S. Cyber Command and the Department of Homeland Security should be publishing their analysis of the SolarWinds espionage attacks. It was due to come out this week, but so far it hasn't. Now, why do we care? 10% of pros don't even know if their organization is subject to data privacy regulations? Yeah, that's scary. I said earlier, this is a core competency. That needs to be zero. This lack of knowledge about both regulations and technology is just generally scary. Now layer on lack of disclosure requirements, which is clear in Ubiquiti's case, you see where this is going for sure. Sure, it's a big market opportunity, but it's also a giant bullseye target. Hackers are constantly evolving, exploiting new vulnerabilities, and dwelling in SMB environments. until they meet Huntress. Founded by former NSA cyber operators and backed by a team of threat ops researchers, Huntress helps find and stop hidden threats that sneak past preventative security tools. Curious what's lurking in your network? Go to Huntress.com to learn more or start a free 21-day trial. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, opening day postponed. Here's to the weekend. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.